Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, baby.
Live your motherfucking life. You gotta get your motherfucking hustle. Understand niggas is gonna hate you regardless. Get that out of your head, that fantasy world where niggas ain't hating on you. You gotta be grateful, you need haters. What the fuck is you complaining about? What the fuck do you think a hater's job is? To fucking hate, so let them motherfuckers do their goddamn job.
Word. That's exactly what we gonna do. We gonna do our motherfucking job. We gonna hate, hate, hate. I don't give a fuck if you're gonna appreciate it. Or, you know, hate, hate, or, fuck that all shit, hold up. No, I don't give a fuck if you're gonna congratulate. That's what I wanted to say. Fuck your congratulations, motherfucker. I'm gonna hate because I want to. You know what I mean? I hate on a nigga because he got bigger rims than me. You know what I mean? I hate on a nigga because he got a 300 C class fucking 300. Who the fuck wants? I don't want anything that has 300. I don't want anything with numbers on my car, alright, damn it. I hate on a nigga because he has a multicolored Chrysler 300. I hate on a nigga because he has black rims. What up, Billy the Kid?
Yeah, what it do, what it do?
Oh, Billy Blanks in the face ass nigga.
Yeah, what it do?
Hey, shit. What, six figures in the building?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely in the Matrix right now.
Yeah.
Hit us up, the number to call is 914-338-1782. We'll be live from here to 10 o'clock. Holding it the fuck down like we normally do. Who wants to get shitted on? Call up. Let us know how you feel about your day. What's going on? This is the station that you speak your mind. Whatever's on your mind, you just come out and say it. You know? I mean, you better bring a fucking seatbelt and a Bible with you, because it's going to get, you know, real roasty. It's the more roastfulest. It sounds better when it sounds good with certain ways, man. I know it's more roastful, that's cool, but most roastfulest. I had to add that if. Because you can't add the er with it because it's already more. I mean, you got an ER or RE or whatever. Yo, is it raining down there?
Where, Florida?
Yeah.
Nah, though, it's 72.
Yo, you was on the money about Shorty last night, man. Shorty was calling from Virginia. This bitch lied and said she's in Georgia. She G'd the shit out of me. I heard an accent. I was like, all right, well, maybe she is from Georgia. I mean, the bitch actually shouted out the street or some shit. I'm like, okay. But the kid was on point with that one. He's like, whoa, Paul, dude said 434. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
You're not G'ing me, shorty. You're not in fucking. He's like, you're not in fucking, you're not in Georgia.
You're not in Georgia. Don't lie to
me. You're not in Georgia. Don't lie. And this nigga was like, yo, I'm talking, shut the fuck up. I'm talking. Now, continue. So, I'm sorry. All right, my bad. All right. So, what I was saying was, I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah. That's how they like it.
Yeah. Eminem got this new song. I already don't like it, man. It sounds like when he first started Eminem. That was cool back then, but it sounds fucking stupid. It's called Crack a Bottle.
Yeah, I heard that, John.
You heard that? It's, oh, man. And then, man, come on, dog.
They're playing that in the club down here already.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Are they playing that, popping bottles in the clubs?
What?
It's with Mims and Shaft the Ball.
Oh, yeah.
That gets crazy. Popping bottles, right?
Yeah.
This nigga don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I hate when I talk to motherfuckers. And they be like, yeah.
First of all, you gay nigga. I heard the song. I know what you're talking about. All that stuff, everything that Mims be playing, Mims gets played in this house. You know what I'm saying? Something heavy.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? He gets heavy rotation. To me, the dude is ass.
Yeah, only thing hot is his beats and his mother's pussy, but that's about it.
That's it. That's all he got is beats. And they not even his beats. He buying them from somebody. So whoever's making his beats, you take any beat and you put Soulja Boy on it, and it's going to be a classic because of the beat.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? This man, Soulja Boy, he goes and makes a song about putting D's on his report card. And these young Jones is banging it like it's hot. Like, put some D's on it. Like, getting a D in school is hot.
Hey, are you serious?
I'm dead ass. He got a song right now. Pull it up. I know you got the internet. Pull it up. He got, you know what I'm saying? It's called Put Some D's On It by Soulja Boy. And the whole song is about how he wants his teacher to put a D on a report card. You can even go and get the, change it from an F to a D. You can even go on. You can go and watch the video. He does it throughout the whole video. He's in the classroom.
That's so jacked.
Yeah.
And this nigga's making money over stupidity.
Let me guess,
because this is how Soulja Boy does in every one of his songs, and no one realizes how crappy it is. But does it go like this? I never heard of the song. I'm just thinking. Put some D's on my fork car. Put some D's on my report card.
Pull up the song, dog. Pull up the song. Go on, put on Soulja Boy. And at the end, he just says, "No, I'm just playing. Now you done took a whole song for 4 minutes. The song is like 4 minutes long. This whole song, you talking about how you want to change your F to a D, because that's better, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know what I mean, at the end of the song, and for like 2 seconds, you say, "No, I'm just playing." Come on, be serious, man.
You said Soulja Boy.
You know what I'm saying? He made paper, you know what I'm saying, because of his ringtones, you know what I'm saying? And that's where he got all his money from, the ringtones.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He had the third most highest ringtones all of last year.
Put some D's on it?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't realize Soulja Boy was out that long.
Yo, son been out for a minute, yo. Remember,
yeah.
He's
that Bape and Ape song.
Yeah, he real tight with the bull Bow Wow. Now think about how long Bow Wow been out. These dudes known each other, what they was talking about in the interview, these dudes known each other for almost 7 to 10 years. So you known the dude that long, where was you at this whole time? You know what I'm saying?
Word.
He was in the background chilling. You know what I'm saying? He got
out of the but that one that Bape and Ape song was hot. I didn't know that. I knew it was Soulja Boy, but I thought he was like older. I know he's a little nigga.
Yeah, that nigga. He's like 18 now.
Alright, dude, but this is a report card. Check this out. Angry bastard. I'm a little amazed myself. I'm not going to play the whole thing, obviously.
Man, I just got my report card today. Man, I looked at it, man. I had all else on it. I took it back to the teacher, told her to throw some D's on it. So the boy up in the building. I just got my report card. I just got my report card.
Report card.
First of all,
it's catchy. It's catchy, the beat and all, but what he's actually saying is a lane for it. And the thing about it, he's selling records or ringtones, whatever the fuck he's selling. What are you saying, first of all, what?
First of all, I figured I ain't never even going to listen to this dude, man.
Never. Never in life.
Any CD or any song that they got a CD with him on it, I'm going to punch him right in the neck.
A neck punch? A swift neck punch. All right, so this song right here is actually hot, man. I'm feeling this joint. This is that Pop Bottles joint. I just heard it, so it's obviously popping in the South. Like, if we had a bunch of Southern motherfuckers listening, we'd have a big hit. But it's catchy.
That's all you need. Up north.
We in the club like
pop bottles, we pop bottles, pop bottles.
We in the club like
pop bottles, we pop bottles, pop bottles.
Buying out the bar like
pop bottles, we pop bottles, pop bottles.
Life of a star,
pop bottles, we pop bottles, pop bottles.
Go. When I'm in the club, man, I pop bottles. Pouring champagne on the next top model with Chef VA. I rap Flatbush. I'm high off the haze, mixed with a little kush. Your boy do it big in VIP, making sure he gets silly like VIC. I'm a Brooklyn baller, I could cop any VIC. Take the top off, make the car strip tease. Slide, I put 20 G's with ease. He's bad, just like Billie Jean. Freeze, my whole arm with jewelry. I guess that's why your girl's all.
I like the little beat, man. That's the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
That beat is hot. It's like a club banger. You know, all the niggas that, you know, can't afford bottles, you know, they can go buy a bottle, you know, use some of that pocket change to get that bottle just to perp on this song.
Say, the dude's a clown, man. You heard the boy Mike Vick on file bankruptcy, right?
Who?
Mike Vick filed bankruptcy.
Did he?
It's in the news. That's what he's doing right now. The dude went and bought his baby mom, his oldest son's baby mom. He bought a 08 Land Rover, gave her $28,000. You know what I'm saying? Paid off his mom's crib, you know what I'm saying? And then the kid... 2 days before he went and got locked up, went and bought a $99,000 Mercedes S550. drove it all the way down to Virginia, where he was going to turn himself in. And then they confiscated his car and sold it. So why would you spend $100,000 if you about just to drive to jail?
So they can confiscate. Because he's stupid.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe he thought he was going to go in there and not come out.
He was only doing 18 months.
Hey, he's a superstar. I mean, he's a fucking football star. So, you know, niggas in jail might want to say that, you know, for bragging rights.
The United States of America hates Mike Vick. I mean, I don't. I do, you know what I'm saying? If I was a head coach in the NFL, I'd push to get that man reinstated and get him signed on my team.
Yeah.
Yes. But they have it's all over. Like Sports Illustrated got a picture of his dog on the new cover of Sports Illustrated for the month of January. They got a picture of his dog that just sold for $50,000.
He has a dog that he sold for $50,000?
When they confiscated all of his animals, right?
Uh-huh.
Confiscated all his animals. There was a dog that was left. It was a red nose, and he was only a puppy. You know what I'm saying? So the dog is about a year and some change right now.
Uh-huh.
So the woman that adopted the dog sold the dog on eBay for $60,000.
Oh, wow. That's fucked up.
He said the day that he went in, like 2 hours before he went in, he spent over $400,000. Then his cousin, or his cousins and his the dudes that were snitching on him, he paid for their attorney. After they snitched on him, he still paid, gave them all $150,000 for their legal proceedings.
Yeah, that's gotta be the reason why he did that.
Nigga, you snitch on me, man. You on your own with your legal proceedings, dog.
Word. Fuck that shit. Hold on, I'm about to pull this up to see what this dog looks like. A $50,000 dog.
SportsIllustrated.com. It's the newest magazine for January. They got the dog now. And it's a red nose.
Oh, shit. You looked at the swimsuit 2008?
Yeah.
Sports Illustrated?
Mm-hmm.
And you see Jara, whatever? Some Hawaiian bitch. Oh, yeah, let's get it Roxy. Looks like you can floss, you can blindfold her with a piece of floss. I guess I'm the only one that thought that was funny. It was a little racist, though. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question, right?
Yeah.
All right, here's a situation that happened at my job today. I had a white. First of all, it's a dude, you know what I'm saying? He's talking about he was going camping. I'm like,
where?
He said he was going to go camping.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, you know, not too many black folks go camping, you know what I'm saying? That we just don't float well in the woods, in the wooded area.
Yeah.
White lady at my job going to say to me, "You, that's true, you're not really going to see white, man. You're not going to see too many black people in the woods, and if they are in the woods, they trying to rob and steal." What you would have done if that was you when you heard that?
Right, you got to run that by me again. I was still waiting for the head. Yeah, go on.
All right. At my job, dude was talking about how he's taking him and his family going camping, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, he asked me if I ever go camping. I'm like, nah, you know, you're not going to find too many black folk that go camping in the wilderness. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just not something that we do.
Yeah.
And the white woman that was, you know, standing right next to me, she going to say, "That's true. You're really not going to see too many black people in the woods because if they are in the woods, they're trying to rob and steal."
I've been like, "Bitch, what you trying to say? You trying to say all black people steal?"
Then,
I would have said something. I would have kept quiet. I'm like, "What are you trying to say?"
What are you trying to say? And she was like, I'm just saying not too many black people go in the woods." I say, "So, why you ain't say that?"
Exactly.
I didn't mean it like that. Well, what other way can you mean it? You know what I'm saying? Now, when you work in corporate America, you can't really act like a nigger should.
Uh-huh.
Like, I really wanted to act, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dog. Yeah, that's a very effed up situation, I would say. Cause I would have said something like, "Yo," or the, but see, I wouldn't have been, yeah, you're right, all polite about it. I've been like, I would have been cool with it. I've been like, I would have laughed like, "Wow, that's funny, that's amazing." Or you trying to say all black people steal? Like, am I, every time I walk by, do you lock your car or some shit like that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
Now. What would I have said?
She's like, no. I'm like, "See, now I'm going to tell you the real reason why black people don't go camping in the woods. Black people don't go camping in the woods because white people have a tendency to eat people. Every white motherfucker that's locked up was on trial for eating somebody. Jeffrey Dahmer, for instance. White America. So I wouldn't want to be caught in the woods because I know white people live in the woods." Therefore, you know the woods better than me. I'm good. If it ain't got a road where I can put my car tires on, I don't want to be there. If I can't fit a car in where I'm trying to go, I don't want to go.
And the road has to have buildings on it.
And some streetlights. Gotta have streetlights.
Yeah, and there gotta be a precinct at least 10 blocks from where I'm at.
Yep. Fuck that shit.
Yo, but son, when she said that, man, my heart, like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, hold on. I had to look at myself like, am I fucking black? Are you saying this in front of me? Like, we not at, you know what I'm saying, your dining room table, you telling one of your white friends a little nigga joke, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, it took everything in my heart, dog, not to, I know, because it wouldn't look right when the police came, a black man beating on a white woman. That's what happened to OJ. You know what I'm saying? It just won't flow right, so.
Yeah. Okay, I see it. It's, it had like a green collar or something like that.
Yeah, that's it. Brown nose. I mean,
yeah,
red nose.
It says the issue came out 12/29/2008.
Yeah, but 12/29, they said that would be, you know what I'm saying, considered the January issue.
Yeah, you know what you look like, dog?
Yo, watch your mouth, yo. Don't be disrespectful. Seriously.
For real, you know who you look like.
Who do I look like, motherfucker?
You look like Ken Griffey, dog.
Yo, your mother looks like Ken Griffey.
Nigga, I know you got a Ken Griffey before. Did anyone else say you look like Ken Griffey before?
Nigga, I don't look like no damn Ken Griffey.
Oh, ask your baby's mama. Ask your wife.
Nigga.
Hold on.
I'm gonna ask him right now. You dirty bastard.
Yeah. Oh, a little bit, just a little bit, like a quick glimpse.
Man, you know who Ken Griffey Jr. is? He gonna try to say I look like Ken Griffey Jr.
A little bit. A little bit. You gotta take a quick glimpse. I tell her to close her eyes.
Like Ken Griffey Jr. Now you just told the whole United States of America to listen to your radio show that I'm an ugly ass nigga. And now don't even quote like that. Because Ken Griffey, because all you got, everybody that's drinking go like, who the hell is Ken Griffey? We don't know it. Him sitting there thinking that I really look like this man. And you know, damn right that I look like that man.
Nah, that's not what I was saying.
Nah. Freak that, nigga. That's what you were saying.
He said that what you were saying. Oh, the dog's name is Jasmine. That's a nice pit.
What you say?
So wait a minute. Sweet Jasmine is the name of his pit. But wait a minute. How come this pit right here was treated nicely, but the other one was treated like shit?
Because that was his main pup. You know what I'm saying? Remember, he was a breeder. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't just he was just in dog fights. He was a breeder, and he sold dogs.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
He did some brutal things to these dogs, man. Like, I heard he took the teeth out of a dog.
Dude, my man was, if the dog lost the fight, you know what I'm saying, they would electrocute the dog.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Or if a dog lost the fight, you know what I'm saying, if the dog lost the fight, I mean, he would slam the dog on the ground. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, he was really into... The dog fights was so. The kid was wilding, man. I mean, he was making bread, but. I mean, the kid was wilding.
Yeah, you didn't even kill these animals, man. That's fucked up. So, wait a minute. He said it's Sweet Jasmine, but it looks like the dog has a pair of nuts. How can the dog complain? How can this dog show all 18 of its nipples, but I can't see the nipples of a female?
No.
On Sports Illustrated. Like, well, how come I can't look at a magazine and see nipples?
You see how much money he spent on one day?
How much money he spent on what?
And now, if you read that article, you know what I'm saying, which I know you're a little bit bastard ass can do.
Uh-huh.
If you had somebody read the article to you, I know you can't read.
Uh-huh.
You'll see how much money this man lost in one day.
You know, I really don't care, but, you know. Only lames read Sports Illustrated, all right? I just look at the pictures.
Yeah, you call me lame.
Oh, man. I had this one chick's ex-boyfriend wanting to call up the show.
What?
Man, this nigga, he was a bitch. Hold on, yeah, let me read off what this idiot texted me. And he's a phone gangster. And I was laughing the whole time.
He texted you? Wait a minute, he sent you a text?
Hold on. Let me get to it.
He sent you a text on your phone, or he sent you an email?
He sent me a text.
Oh, man.
Hey, hold on. I'm about to...
Do me a favor, homie. If you're listening, please don't call. Please don't.
Please
don't. I'll call off on you right now, nigga. How you a telephone back to?
Hold on. Send me a pen. Damn you, text size, blah, blah. Oh, here we go. So, I'm texting the chick, and I'm like, yeah, something about something. Say, hey, how you doing, yada, yada, yada. And, fucking, this guy, he's a lame. I guess he came over her house or whatever. Now, she didn't tell me she had a man. I didn't give a fuck anyway, because I wasn't trying to, you know, holler at the bitch. You know what I mean? I was telling about the show. So, he goes, I'm asking the chick, I'm like, so, yo, mom, what's good with that pic? Like, let me get a picture of some shit like that. All of a sudden, I get a text message back from, obviously this bitch ass nigga takes the phone from her. I get a text message from this lame ass nigga. And after I say, yo, mom, let me get a pic, I get this. Suck my dick. No, here it goes. Suck my dick, nigga. Don't text my girl's phone no more.
Obviously, nigga, you're not running stuff at home. That's why your girl's texting you back and forth. You dig? So don't watch me, nigga. Watch TV. Check your
word.
Dick, nigga.
So it's like, after he says that, I go, why are you inviting another man to your dick, you fag? He actually has an answer. Because you a bitch, nigga. So I go, I see you have phone muscles. I say, you a phone tough guy, huh? He texts back, you a bitch-ass radio gangster. Y'all shit whack as fuck. The only people that listen to y'all is my girl and her cousin. Stop texting her phone, pussy.
So how that sound?
It sounds like hate. But it's cool, because when we have haters, lets me know that I'm doing something right.
All that matters is I'm going to keep on doing this radio show every day, because I know your girl wants to hear my voice.
Word.
How dare you sound?
Word. So
how
then,
dare you, how you going to get back because your chick dig me?
Exactly. So then.
I'm not laying the pipe game, you gay nigga.
Pretty much. So then I go, never said I was a gangster, little nigga. So he goes. I'm just over here just throwing little stabs at him and all, just because I know it's going to piss him off. He goes, yo, he said, you going to make me whoop that bitch ass again. If you text this phone one more time, player, she already getting on my nerves with that crying shit. I'm going to hit her in her shit. Then I go, only lame ass niggas like yourself be hitting on women. Lots of laughs. You's a mark. So he goes, oh, and then she comes back on the phone and goes, oh, I'm sorry, he's mad. Then she talks about, oh, her lip is bleeding or something like that. But, that was funny.
Listen, my dude, let me, I got the comment for him. My dude, this is really the kid that's talking to you right now. You think I'm talking about? First and foremost, you need to check your girl, man. Because obviously what will end up happening is if we actually found out where she was,
the girl would not be your girl. She'd be everybody's girl.
Everybody.
She's everybody's girl.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, she don't like listening to your gay ass. That's why she's listening to the radio to hear the boy GQ voice.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, tell your girl, keep listening. You keep hating so we can keep living. You dig?
Spoken like a true goddess. Yo, with that being said and done, I got to play that Cat Williams again, man. She was fucking hilarious. Is this going out to you, player? Player, play boy. Play boy.
If your motherfucking life, you gotta get your motherfucking hustle. Understand niggas is gonna hate you regardless. Get that out of your head, that fantasy world where niggas ain't hating on you. You gotta be grateful, you need haters. What the fuck is you complaining about? What the fuck do you think a hater's job is? To fucking hate, so let them motherfuckers do their goddamn job.
Word. Let him do his job. Let him hate on me. Because if I didn't have haters, I'm like, damn, I'm a loser. But I have haters. So I'm like, that's something.
Hi, hater.
Hi. Word. Hi, hater. Would you like some
tea? Gonna,
hater.
How you going to get mad at another man because your chick is digging on him? That kind of stuff is that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'll be mad at my chick. Obviously, she's not your chick.
Word. She's obviously not your chick. She's everybody's chick. Oh, sure, you live in VA, too. Frontin'. I mean, that shit was fucking hilarious, though. I'm like, this nigga actually had the nerve to fucking hit me up. I thought this little bitch-ass nigga was going to actually call me. I'm not going to answer because if he don't got Sprint, then ain't no mobile-to-mobile going on. You know what I mean? So I'm not wasting my minutes. But that's why I gave sure. I said, yo, give him this number. Tell him to call between 8:30 and 10. If he has a problem, tell him to holler at the show. I told SD about it. SD was like, oh, yeah, I ain't roasted somebody in a minute. He said, let that mark-ass nigga come over here.
Yeah, it'd be a beautiful thing if that man called.
Beautiful thing.
But it would be the worst thing he did to say.
The worst.
First of all, you can't even... He going down the street talking about he a pimp, and he here playing all this other stuff, but then going to get mad because another man talking to your chick. Obviously, you ain't living right at home, nigga. That's why your girl's talking to other men. See, that's your problem. Don't be mad at us. Be mad at yourself.
Word.
Fake ass Mark, nigga.
Mark ass.
Cat, what the fuck, man? You Mark ass buster. Fuck that nigga.
I think if somebody called me a Mark over a bitch, I'd be even angrier.
Yeah, I would too.
Like, you bitch ass nigga be like, ah, yeah, whatever, nigga. But you Mark ass nigga, that's like disrespect. Like, that's like spitting on your mom or something.
Mark ass pimp. Mark ass pimp.
Oh, man. That's how it is, though. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have lames in your area, in your cipher, you want to put them on blast, hit us up, 914-338-1782. You got Billy the fucking kid, GQ, we holding it down. Ladies, if you want to holler, holler. You know? It is what it is. Fucking, we got 55 minutes left. You know. Oh, by the way, ladies, if you call up, you're probably going to get blasted, so. But it's cool. Call up. You know, let's call up if you got hate. You know what I mean? Or you want to hate on us? Or if you're from down from the dirty south, you want to shit on some northern niggas? Yeah, that's right, northern. Billy the Kid, right now, he's spying. He's a spy. Billy the Kid's a spy. He doesn't live in Florida. That's where he works at. He lives in Philly, motherfucker. He's a spy. taking y'all girls and shit.
Southwest,
you know?
Representer when they come to Philly, Philly.
Pretty much. And guys, man, it's not cool to put your hands on a woman, yo. You're a fucking bitch for that.
Yeah.
Like, you're such a fucking bitch for that. Like, only...
You're a real mark ass fucker.
Yeah, you're a real mark ass nigga. Like, a real bitch ass nigga. A puss ass fuck. Why? Like, who puts their hands on a woman? Like, okay, I don't understand. Sexual terms? Like, alright, true enough. Or if a girl slaps the shit out of you and off her instinct, you just hit her? Alright, that's cool. Or if you're shaking the shit out of her? What'd you say? Yeah, I thought it was just said.
Yeah. You know the story.
Yeah.
Came at me in high school. You know what I'm saying? On some rah rah. She gonna smack me. You know what I'm saying? Put herself in a position as a nigga. You got to realize that I shot the shit out of her.
Uh huh.
Don't put your hands on me. You know what I'm saying? You can talk that rah rah, but don't get mad. You know what I'm saying? And put your hands on me. Stick your hand in my face all you want to. You know what I'm saying? But once you cross that line, my nigga, I don't care who you is. I'm not even one for all that talking, so I already know when you come at me with a lot of animosity, I already know what you're ready and about for. So, you know what I mean? I'm going to keep my mouth closed. I'm going to let the action speak for himself, you dig?
Yep.
Sometimes some individuals like this mark-ass buster have to find and learn the hard way.
Uh-huh. And Mark A's tree.
He's one of them dudes. You don't even want to body this nigga. You know what I'm saying? You want to get one of your young boys to take care of him. Just cause he's a homo.
Just cause he's a homo.
Just cause. On some GP.
Some Mark A's trick stepped on my sneakers. Oh man. That shit is funny. What the fuck you listening to, nigga?
Nigga, that's the shorty that's walking past. I mean, driving past.
That old snotty nose bitch, turn that shit down.
Shit.
Old ragamuffin bitch. Everybody's a blood nowadays. Yeah, everybody and their mother's a blood. Niggas can't even spell any bloods. Niggas is carving letters in their forearm blood and only putting one O. You retarded motherfucker, that's blods. That ain't blood, nigga.
You tell me how the man Game is a blood, yo.
The name what?
The man Game, how is he blood?
Yeah, this nigga got a piece of shit on his eye.
Four years ago, this man was a stripper with blonde hair. Now you a blood? Nigga, you was gonna change your heart, and your girl had to change your heart. Now you a blood?
Yeah, his girl did have a change of heart.
he gonna try to justify his butterfly tattoo.
Uh-huh.
Come on, man. No, I got that for the sensitive side. Come on, man.
This girl told me the other day that she's like, "Oh, Game is so sexy. I like his tattoo on his eye." I'm like,
you can still see the butterfly even with the cover up, because first he tried to cover with an LA, and then you can still really see the joint. So then he tried to put the star behind it. You know what I'm saying? But you can still see the joint. Come on, man.
Who puts a butterfly on their eye anyway? What kind of faggot homo shit is that?
Tupac was a G.
Yeah, Tupac was a G. You can't compare Tupac
in the Game.
Well, what she said about Pac?
She tried to say he was when he was with Digital Underground. You know what I'm saying? When he was he was a dancer in a Digital Underground. Yeah, then he turned out to be a gangster. But see, we're not talking about just gangster. We're talking about blood. Games now. How
was Tupac. He was a one of the gangsters. saying he's a blood of Crip. Matter of fact, he was a blood because he was always wearing black and red.
No, he used to wear blue.
No, he Pac was a Crip.
Yeah, but Pac is the godfather of all of that shit. Crip, blood, Nyata, everybody respected that man. He can go in any hood and not get fucked with. You gotta give him his respect. He was in New York, he did his thing in New York, then he had to go to Cali for, you know, certain reasons, and he did his stuff in there. Like, he ran everything. So you can't complain. You can't compare Game to Pac.
Mm-mm.
No, and any soft shit that Pac ever did, he still gets respect for. Like he used to write poetry and poems, and niggas is still feeling that nigga.
Yeah, Pac was that.
Game got laughed at. He's like, "What? You're gonna change your heart?"
No. First of all, if he was gonna change your heart, that'd have been one thing. You know what I'm saying? If he didn't change your heart, it would have been cool. You know, it wouldn't have been no thing. But the man was a male stripper with a thong on. Come on, man.
Are you serious?
You had a thong. Come on, you a male stripper. Females is out there, they know. You go to these chicks that go to the male reviews. These niggas is not wearing boxers. They wearing thongs. And then you dye your hair blonde. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Wait. Did that really happen?
Yo, go Google it right now. And you'll see the picture. Google it right now. You'll see the picture.
Yo, no, I'll be no good if there's a picture of this nigga. Oh, man.
Come on, man. Be serious. This dude was, like, he was on some other stuff, man. And, like, the stuff that he was on was, I don't know. And then out of nowhere, you know what I'm saying, Lil Eazy's son was beefing with the kid, and the stuff that Lil Eazy was saying, like, I didn't understand. So, you know what I mean, before you start, you know, talking about him, man, you got to do some homework and do some research. And everything that Lil Eazy was saying about this kid was the truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, Game, he's from California, but, you know what I'm saying, he not from, like, a gangbanging neighborhood, you know, all that other stuff. Yeah, his parents, his mom and everybody bailed. You know what I'm saying? And everybody bailed on him. But, you know what I'm saying, the dude wasn't doing it like that.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like the kid 56. Come on, man. Like, you grow up with your grandmother, you got shot in front of your grandma's stoop. You know what I'm saying? And you talk about how much of a gangster you are right now, how you kill niggas. You know what I'm saying? What you do to a nigga. But the man that shot you, you know what I'm saying? Bang him Smurf and all them niggas that popped you off, what you do to them?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Be serious. And Tony Homo, this the same man.
Tony Homo.
Come on, man. He's the same one that ran up and Jacob's the jeweler when, what's the boy, Fat Joe's henchman. That nigga's name, yo. I forget, man. But Fat Joe's henchman and all them niggas ran up on Tony. Yeah, yo, and this nigga tried to lock himself in the door. You know what I'm saying? At Jacob. But y'all gangsters, man. Come on, man.
This nigga Game was a stripper.
That's what this man, yo. That's Pistol Pete, yo. Pistol Pete is the dude that ran up on Tony Yayo, you know what I'm saying, and Jacob's the jeweler, and this nigga gonna lock himself, and he gonna tell them to, you know what I mean, to call the cops. Call the cops, because Pistol Pete just got out of jail, and that's when, you know what I'm saying, 50 want to keep beefing with Fat Joe. You know what I mean? Pistol Pete, that's that man, yo. Yeah. Come on, man. These niggas is homos. And then you got these gay niggas that's buying their album and souping their head up like they really just do. Like, come on, man.
Yo, that don't look like Game, man.
Yo, change your heart? Watch the video. Watch
no,
the video.
I'm talking about that. I'm talking about when he was tripping.
He was a young bull.
Oh, he was a young bull.
Yeah, this not like, I'm saying, the game, he only like 26, 27, Jason Taylor. Come on, man.
Are you only 27?
This nigga's name is Jason Taylor. He spells it J-A-Y-S-O-N.
Jason Taylor.
That's that man's name. Come on, man, that's what I understand. Like, and then you got gay niggas, you know what I'm saying, that's getting mad at other niggas because they chick, you know what I'm saying, is talking to another nigga. This nigga went, he's probably on his way over there, he's probably listening to 50 Cent. You know what I'm saying? This man gassed his head up to say, yeah, it's cool to get shot. Let me go get shot tomorrow. You know what I mean? Then he gonna go to her crib and try to beat up on her, you know what I'm saying? Because he know damn sure to never step to a nigga on some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. He's a homo. I could call that nigga Mobb Deep, yo. His new name is Prodigy.
Prodigy?
That nigga's new name is
Prodigy. We got a caller on the show. Hey, yo, caller, you on the air.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing, sunshine?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
Is this baby girl from yesterday?
Yeah.
What's that? What's
that? What's that? Hey, Lamar, light up.
Yeah, I'm so, I don't even know.
Come on, you got something on your chest you want to get off your mind? Go ahead, what's up?
Yeah, speak a bit.
Well, something went down today. And
what happened? Talk to daddy.
Okay, I really don't know what to do right now. I mean, I'm seriously thinking about getting the police involved.
What happened? Get to the point.
Start from the beginning. Start from the beginning.
Okay. I was chilling at home, and I was texting somebody, and my boyfriend came in. He took my phone.
Yeah, continue. Go ahead. Continue.
And I was like, nobody. And he was like, who the fuck is this? I was like, oh, he's just a friend. He was like, oh, hell no. Nah. This nigga whooped my ass.
Oh, damn. There's no way to cover it up. He just said, yeah, so this nigga just whooped my ass.
I mean, okay. All
right, this is what you need to do. First of all, are you still with the dude? Like, that's still your nigga?
No, I don't know where he's at. He left. He threw his phone at me.
Call the man right now on three-way.
I've been calling him ever since he left. After he left me, I called.
Why is you chasing this bitch?
Hold on. Go ahead. What were you saying?
After he left me, he threw my phone at me, and he walked out the door. He walked up the street. After he left me, I called my brother, and I told my brother what happened. You know what I'm saying? This is the first time this shit ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
So my brother came over to my house, him and his friends, and they was, like, asking me what happened. And I was crying and shit, I mean, because my lip was hurting and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was bleeding like a mother. But anyways, so they went looking for him, and I was still on the phone with my brother, telling my brother which way I saw him go. So he was like, all right, I see this dude right now. So he pulled over. You know what I'm saying? I could hear it on the phone. He was like, yo, what up? Where you going? You know what I'm saying? He played the shit off all cool. Like, so I guess dude got in the car. So he was like, oh, okay, I'm going to call you back. So they've been gone ever since. And I don't know if they probably chilling together or if my brother doing something crazy, because my brother is crazy.
Oh, Lord.
First of all, so what's the point of you calling the police?
I can't call him.
First of all, this premeditated. You called your brother with the intent, nigga.
Why?
You knew
what
was going to pop off.
You knew he was capable, so you already knew that he was going to do so. So why are you bringing the cops in this?
I just thought that maybe he would.
He would what? Talk to the dude? Come on now. How many niggas you know, you know what I'm saying, that's out there right now that's going to see another nigga hit his sister, and he going to say, come on, man, why would you hit my sister? Please don't hit her no more.
All right, I'm not talking. If my sister calls me up and says, blah, 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 yo, he hit me, yada, yada, what? True, no doubt. Where's he at?
She told me that he raised his voice at me.
What? Word. Yeah, if he even raised his voice or look stupid.
Hold on, cousin. What you raising your voice for, dog?
Exactly. That's just me. I'm big brother. You know what I mean? So I'm just gonna walk up like, yo, I'm going to walk up cool just like your brother. Like, yo, what's up, yo? Yo, you hit my sister? Nah, it's cool. Keep it real. She's a bitch anyway. I hate her. I just want to know. Yeah, you hit her? I would have hit her too, right? I'm like, damn, sure you got a fat ass. As soon as you turn around, and he's about to turn back around, wham! He's getting a nice, close.
Yeah, I'll probably have a kidnapping charge too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna stomp his face in the ground. I'm gonna do so much stomping, you're gonna think part of his face was part of the ground from the beginning.
That nigga would think that I was Italian because I'm gonna take him and put him in a hole somewhere.
Oh man, but I mean, you did the right thing, man. If you get the cops involved and if your brother did do something effed up, you're gonna get your brother in trouble.
Nah, freak that. Nah. You handle street justice. You think I'm talking about police don't get a man a slap on the head with a domestic violence charge and keep it moving? Freak
that. And then they're gonna try to put something on you. They're gonna be like, oh well, you knew what your brother was capable of doing. Why'd you let him do it?
Yeah.
Why didn't you?
Huh?
I'm not even gonna say that. I'm not even gonna put my brother in it. I'm just gonna be like,
So what was the point? What's the point of you calling the police? Is the fact? First of all, you a nigga. What the hell you doing calling the police anyway?
Word. No nigga calls the police.
The hell, you a snitch?
I mean,
hold on. Is you a snitch?
No.
We're
trying
to record our conversations, dog. And you know what I'm saying? We're gonna have some problems.
I know I'm not a snitch. I'm only calling the police out of consideration for my brother.
Out of consideration?
I mean...
So what you need to do is call your damn brother and find out where
he's
at.
Yeah, call your brother.
I've been calling both of them. My brother, his phone is on. It's just ringing and then it goes to the
voice. But see, what you fail to realize is if you get the cops involved, what the hell are they going to be able to do? If you can't get through to them, it's not like they got a tracking device where they know, oh, we know where he's at. Like, they're going to be stuck just like you. Then we start like, okay, well, what happened? Well, where did he go? Why are they together? Oh, well, he's together.
I said that I'm not putting my brother in it.
But they're going to make you put your brother in it. That's how cops work.
Not.
They dig in and
exactly.
Dig in until you crack.
Just like you know how cops work, I know how they work, too. They can't crack me. I'm not stupid. They just a regular human just like me.
No doubt. You hear shorty. You sound
hold
like
on,
you
on.
You run the law.
Hold on. If they got the boy Tukey Williams. Yeah, so you shorty, you know who Tukey Williams is?
Yes. He's
the original dude that started the Crips.
Yes.
Right? If they got this man to snitch and say what he did and confess, what you think that they gonna do to you?
Okay, maybe they lied to him and told him that they probably was going to give him a break off or something like that and then made him tell on himself and then probably was like, oh, well, we couldn't get you that deal, sir. I'm sorry.
You must not know nothing about the law because if they're going to offer you a deal, that's it. You take the deal, you cop the plea, that's what you copping to.
Nigga,
it ain't no...
No, cops will try to play split like, yeah, I can hook you up, you know what I'm saying? I mean...
First, it's not even a cop. If you're trying to cop a plea, if you copping a plea, you copping a plea with the DA. You ain't copping a plea with the police or a detective.
Well, fuck them. I don't fuck about none of them. I'm just saying, though. I don't know what to do, y'all. I'm only 18 years old. I don't know what to do. I mean...
What do you mean you don't know what to do?
Well, first of all, how old is your man?
He's 20.
He's 20 years old. Are you sure? I'm going to ask you again. How old is he?
20.
He's 20?
She's lying.
He's like 35.
No, it's real. Like, real talk. He's 20 years old.
20 years old. All right. Oh, he's 20 years old. Why? First of all, when he came in the house and saw you texting, or what, were you texting the guy or was he texting you?
What? We was texting each other.
And he came in and snatched the phone, and then he, did he, like, call the guy, or did he text him back, or what?
No, I think he was texting back.
He was texting back? That's real gay. Did the other guy on the other end, like, was he scared or nervous or saying, oh, I won't text her no more, or what was he doing?
No, I guess he was talking shit back because it was making him mad. It's not funny, I don't know why I'm laughing.
So wait. What was the guy saying when the other guy was texting him?
He was... Oh no, he was just like calling him names and stuff, like saying that he was whack, you know what I'm saying? And he think he a phone gangster or some shit like that.
And was you laughing?
After I got my phone back, when I went to my phone, I was laughing, but I couldn't laugh too hard because, you know, my lip was hurting.
Yeah, yo, stop messing with these niggas that's putting their hands on you. Like, that's corny. A nigga that puts his hands on... Huh?
This has never happened before. Today was the first day, I swear.
How long you been with him for? 2 days?
No.
How long you been with him?
For a while.
What's a while? Like, a good 3 days, 2 hours, and 2 minutes?
I mean,
3 seconds?
I've been knowing him since... I mean, I grew up knowing him, but we didn't start talking until I was, like, 16. Ain't nothing go down between us until I was, like, 17, and that's when we started talking.
Oh, okay. And is he Spanish? I don't believe Is he Spanish?
No.
I'm about to say, Spanish niggas, they love with their hands on women.
No, freak that, man. Everything that you were saying yesterday, everything that you just said, I don't believe. You're talking about you ain't do nothing when you was sick. Come on, be serious.
You said what?
You said that you're lying about not doing anything with him when you were 16.
I said I didn't do nothing with him
until I was 16. It's possible. Oh, wait a minute. Didn't you say you was having anal sex before you lost your virginity?
Yeah, that's what she said.
So was that popping off?
What?
The anal sex.
Yeah.
And was you, is he your first?
No.
I'm about to say, that's a damn shame. And if I was to ask you, I know they always say don't ask women this, but how many sexual partners do you have?
I don't.
If I, who I can just call up?
Nah, just, yeah, how many have you slept with? Well, I don't sleep, but... Yo, Billy the Kid is stupid. She said, I'm lying. She said, you're lying. Yeah, because
I
don't sleep.
Because the ones who ain't really... do they job? I don't even count them as.
They
still
okay,
with their cousin.
How about this? How many actually did they job? Did you have sex with?
Freak that. How many niggas bust already? That's the question. How many niggas bust? I still bust. I got mine. If you ain't get yours, two fucking bad.
Those are the ones that don't count. That's what she's
saying. Too bad. Because you know what? At the end of the day, you may not claim me, but everybody else knows that I'm claiming you. I hit
that. Yeah, I'm claiming you as one of my victims.
Yeah.
Whether you squeezed off or not.
Oh, you should have stopped been playing and quit the talking, and you should have been playing with your clit, and you would have got yours too.
Yeah. You fun.
So wait, I see you're avoiding the question.
Okay, well, I'll say, like, 6 and a half.
6 and a half?
Whoa.
You're not even doing your job. What the hell are you talking about?
What do you mean a half? What, did you get up and then, you know, he just finished himself? Like, is that...
I give him credit because he tried.
No, let me explain something to you. First of all, you're not doing your job, all right? You ain't doing your job. You 18. You should have at least 15 partners by now.
How many?
Say what?
You should have at least 15 partners by now.
Easy.
And if you don't, you need to go outside right now and go find somebody to fuck and get on your job.
We're going to get nine more.
So right now, you actually owe us money.
Is it you owe us money?
I mean,
I just don't let no dude smash and consider
whatever, whatever. You stealing from the company, dog. You stealing from the company.
Yeah.
You said you stealing from the company. So wait a minute. You have six guys that you had sex with in your lifetime.
No. I have six guys that I can call up right now.
That's not the question. The question is, how many people have you slept with? First of all, when did you lose your virginity?
When I was 14.
Oh, when you were 14, you lost your virginity. Now, since 14 to 18, how many people have you had sex with?
Like 12.
Okay, see, Billy the Kid, you're right. He's around that, you know, 12, 15 area.
Yeah.
You hear me, Billy the Kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, she has 12, so, you know, she's up there. So six were good, and the other six were terrible.
I said 15. Get on your job. Go get three more niggas right now that's walking down the street, and we'll smash them up.
So I guess it's
going to
be you, and him.
Oh, yeah, let's go. Something like that. Yeah, something like that. Let's go. How far do you live from New Jersey?
Not that far.
You got a car?
Yeah.
What kind of car you drive?
I drive a Caprice Classic
1986. Should have known that shit.
He's from the South.
Oh, thank God.
No, you know, down south,
they put 30-inch rims on a fucking bullshit-ass 1919 car.
You're right. That's what we do. That's how we do.
And they drive around these old-ass cars and color them yellow and blue and put a Best Buy sign on the side of it.
Okay.
Isn't that true, Shorty?
Yeah, I'm right. It's true.
I saw it, what's her name?
On YouTube. And,
on YouTube.
Florida Classic.
You can get any kind of car you want.
Well, that's actually smart. Them Southern niggas is actually smart. I gotta give it to them. They get the oldest car so they don't have to put no payments on it and hook that bitch up.
No, that's real.
I have to pay $500 a month for a car note. So I would have been had rims, dog. I had any rim I want. If I have to.
I'm not paying $500 car note unless I'm pushing like a S550 or something.
I do got S550. S550 Galant edition, nigga. It's S550 Mitsubishi Galant. The 09 edition.
Female cars.
She real disrespectful.
Oh, it's so disrespectful.
You're disrespectful. I just said it was from female parts. I mean, down here, that's what females be pushing, basically. Like,
what, Galant?
Okay, well,
see, wait. I'm talking about the Galant, the newer body Galant.
I don't give a fuck.
She has a filthy mouth, yeah.
Yeah, she real
disrespectful. I'm just saying, I'm sorry.
No, we like it. I'm not complaining. Like, we like it. I like your filthy ass.
Don't ever disrespect me like that again.
What you gonna do?
What am I do?
Dirty
mouth. What
am I do? Don't squeeze that shit.
Check the cake. What the fuck, man?
Hey, I'm supposed to be scared because you got a pistol, motherfucker. I just spent 5 hard years in the joint.
I told you I'd pay your monkey ass when I feel like it.
Better suck my dick.
My dick. What?
Huh?
What you just say?
Nothing.
What the hell did you just say?
I don't know. She said something rocking.
So how y'all doing tonight? I miss y'all.
Oh yeah, let's go, Dirty South. We're chilling, you know.
Especially Mr. Big and Bad somewhere in here.
Who are you talking to? Me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. You know your name, don't you?
What's that? First of all, call me Big Daddy. All right, that's number one. You know what I mean?
No.
Second of all, I'm really the kid.
Whatever.
man. Y'all niggas are stupid.
What happened?
Yo, man. Yeah. Yeah, there's a song out, dog, that I'm in love with this song, man. Like, this song is the shit. I was singing the lyrics and shit today. I was looking at the lyrics on Google. I was singing it with the song. Can't sing for shit, but, yeah, I know that's some lonely shit, ain't it? That's some lonely ass shit. Hey, it's this joint right here. Y'all check it out. Yeah, nigga, don't hate. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. Got 25 minutes.
Well, you done me and you bet I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest. And nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more. No more. It cannot wait. I'm yours.
Open up your heart.
I look into your heart and you will find love.
Love, 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 love.
Listen to the music of the moment, people dance and sing. We're just one big family. And it's our God forsaken right to be loved.
Love. Sing it with me if you know it, people. Sing it with me.
So
I won't hesitate no more. No more, it cannot wait. I'm sure there's no need to complicate. I'm done, it's short, it is our fate. I'm yours. You don't love me.
Oh,
part right here. I've been spending way too long checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer. But my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed.
I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue, but
I won't hesitate no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours.
Open up your mind and see like me.
Open up your heart. The sky is yours.
Don't
I don't care what neither one of y'all Negroes say. That show, that fucking song is the truth.
You're an idiot.
You ain't like the song, man?
No.
Yeah, at least we got one person that liked it.
She gonna say that just cause, nigga.
Shut up, nigga. Yeah. Damn, I can't say shit.
No, at all.
Nah, you can say whatever you want, baby girl.
I know, and I will, and I am, because I can't. Mm. It's what I do.
What I do. She sounds just like that nigga. You hear me, Billy?
Huh?
She sounds just like that nigga.
Why, who?
Say it again. You said that's just what?
That's what I do.
Who she sound like?
I don't know.
Soldier Boy.
Oh,
ew,
yeah.
I hate that.
Oh, so you don't like Soldier Boy. Wow, we got one female that's 18 that lives in the South that does not like Soldier Boy. I thought that was impossible.
Why? Because that nigga ugly as fuck. That nigga whack as fuck.
Whack as fuck.
That nigga sounds stupid as fuck.
Oh, man, that's funny. Oh, pussy ass fuck boy.
Sorry, Soldier Boy.
Yeah, what do you think about that song that he has, throw some D's on it?
Oh, God. Don't remind me.
Yeah, my cousin just brought that up to my attention. That shit is, I heard it just now. That's got to be added to one of his coming songs.
Him and his little squad just got their hands full not too long ago.
Oh.
Soldier Boy
and his squad got his ass whooped.
They got their ass whooped. The niggas got jumped. How a group of niggas go get jumped?
A group. Hey yo, kid. Where that nigga go?
Yeah.
Oh, yo, fucking. She said, Soldier Boy and his squad got jumped not too long ago. She said, how a group of niggas gonna get jumped? That shit is real. We got jumped. How'd you get jumped? It's like 50 of y'all. I think they had like 51. I don't know, but we lost somehow. We lost somehow. They had one extra nigga.
Yeah,
oh, man.
He highlighted the whole whack part of him. So.
I don't know, that nigga makes some angry ass music. Why's he doing my bird walk? Why's he doing my bird walk? Why's he doing my bird walk? Like, what you screaming for, nigga?
Just because he look like a bird.
Yeah, he looks just like a bird. Yo, they're coming out with Underworld Part 3, which is going to be the beginning of Underworld. I didn't see Part 2, but. Whatever. Anybody gonna go see that 3D movie coming out?
No.
What are you, nervous?
No. Just, that's not some stuff that, you know what I'm saying, we need to go see.
Oh, yeah?
No apparent reason. You know, no reason for me to go see it.
No reason to go see it.
I am gonna go see Notorious B.I.G. I will go see that.
I'm not seeing that whack-ass shit, man.
Nah, I'm going to go see that because I saw Pac's Resurrection, so I'm going to go ahead and see Big's June.
Oh, yeah, give him some love.
Yeah, I mean, I fool with the kid Big, you dig?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I'm going to go see that. Drop a couple dollars in Miss Wallace's pocket.
Fuck that fat-ass nigga, man. Rest in peace. But fuck that fat ass nigga. It's all about Pac, nigga.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you hear it.
Yo, dog, I'm about to cut her, yo.
What?
You heard what I said? I ain't cut her.
Who's she gonna cut me with? I suppose.
Nah, she said it's all about Pac.
No, I dig that, but she just, you know, it's just everything that she's saying. She's saying it purposely. So
that's it. Oh my God, what are you talking about?
She's mocking you?
Get off.
Hey, don't be talking back to me.
Please, just get off of me.
You get off.
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, get on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm running out of weed. You know,
So call your brother.
He's not in.
Yo, call
when
you.
Oh my God.
Call when your homegirl.
In this crazy world.
Now, who's your cousin? Is your cousin a female or a male?
A male.
Oh Lord, yo, call one of your female friends.
Hold on, let me get her out real quick. I'm gonna do that.
What happened?
I'm gonna do that.
You gonna do what? Oh yeah, she's gonna call them chicks. Hey, she does not know what she's doing.
At all. Setting them up for failure.
Yeah, pretty much. Setting up for failure. Why can't you tell my bird ball? Why can't you tell my bird ball? Like, damn, nigga, you angry as shit.
No reason.
For no reason at all.
I want to introduce y'all to my cousin.
My cousin. What's up?
Yo, what up, cousin?
What it do?
what it do, little mama? How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm all right. I can't complain. Well, I'm GQ, and that's my cousin over there, fucking Billy the Kid.
Well, your name's
and we're live. We're live on the radio right now. We got 14 minutes left. And we're talking about various, you know, artists in the rap game that don't deserve to be in the music business in 09. And I felt as though Soulja Boy should not be in 09. Do you agree?
No.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. He is so good.
I like Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
I like him. He's one of them dummies. I like Soulja. You like Soulja Boy?
Especially his little new song that he got out.
Please tell me you do not like that. First of all, how old are you?
Huh?
How old are you?
18.
Okay. You might have. You already graduated, right?
No, not yet. This year.
Oh, no.
This year?
So this year.
Now, what do you feel? How do you feel about that song that he has out? Throw some D's on it. About his report card.
I don't like that song. I think that's kind of retarded.
All right, sure. At least we got somebody with some sense. We got a Soulja Boy fan that has some sense. My cousin, he's out in Florida, and I'm in Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And he says, like, you got little motherfuckers running around thinking it's cool to get D's in your report card.
It's not cool.
It's not cool
at
all.
That's
not
cool.
All right.
Well, that goes to show you that he's stupid. Like I said, he's stupid.
And little Romeo, is he done? Is he done? Bow Wow?
Yeah, I think
done?
So.
They're finished, right?
Romeo is.
Romeo is done.
Romeo is gone.
That nigga was finished when he started. Ain't no coming back.
For real.
Ain't no coming back. I don't want to see this nigga as a grown man talking about, yo, that used to be little Romeo. No. Don't be changing your name to Big Rome. Nah, I don't want to hear that. Romeo. Nah, I don't want to hear none of that.
And
just like Chris.
He was whack, too.
Whoa,
don't go too far. Don't go too far.
What'd she
yeah,
say?
That Master P was wet.
He was wet.
No, watch your mouth.
No, Master P was wet.
Watch your mouth.
Uh oh, you got two Southerners coming at you, Doug.
Because you look ass on me.
Like I said, your cousin. Don't be disrespectful, all right?
Because you look ass on me. Don't even think you can talk shit.
Ooh.
What'd she say?
Oh,
we
so bad about it. Now, what are you about?
What'd she say?
No, I love their accents, dog. I love. I'm in love with their accents.
Now, what are you about?
Now, where you from?
VA, nigga.
Both of y'all in VA?
Yep.
I know. All right, so what about this? I mean, I'm going to give VA a little shout-out real quick. Shout-out to VA. The Clip.
Yeah. Okay,
Clip.
Do that.
The Clip. Are they done? Clips?
No, my medical.
What happened?
Clips,
what happened?
No, they not
what
done.
Happened? They're not done?
Oh,
Clips
not.
Is not done.
So they still got a little bit of...
Because they came in hard. They going to go out hard.
I went to my man to bring my weed, though. Steve got my seat break from there.
Oh, yeah, dog. Yo, light up, nigga. Light up. You hear the nigga in the background talking shit, y'all. I told that nigga to bring my weed. Word up, nigga. I'll break your feet.
These niggas talking about stealing weed on the
Hey,
oh, why do I have to be a gangbanger?
Hey, I said around a gangbanger.
What?
Huh?
Damn. Never mind. Hey, why are you even getting at me?
Next discussion.
Well, because I'm lost over here. I thought she asked, why are we gangbangers? I'm like, nah, I'm just GQ, man. Like, I'm not in the game.
No,
I'm sorry. Plies, whack.
Oh, yes. I was waiting for us to get on him.
Oh, Lord.
We like plies.
A girl told me the other day that if he takes his hat off, he'll look like a tree stump.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Like, really?
Like a four-lane road, just wild, though.
Like,
oh, my goodness.
The shorty said that he has his head look like a traffic light when he takes his hat off.
I just like picture that.
I'm going to tell you
what. Really do look like that.
But look, though, like I said, you know, like when he took his fin off, it looked like his face fell down.
Like his face fell down.
It's all that foggy right there.
Y'all was turning me off. Shoot.
Yeah.
Shoot. I'm mad.
I'm going to tell you, Emma, I love women. I'll never be gay, and I'll never judge a boy. This will be the first time I'm judging a boy. This guy has a big-ass head, and he made one hit wonder, maybe two, and he's never going to succeed. First of all, he's not going to succeed because his rap name,
got like five albums out right now, yo.
You know what I'm talking about?
Some applause.
No, I'm not talking about applause. I'm talking about the nigga that has his name as where he's from. Like, my name's New York. This guy's
Flo
name is Flow Rider. Florida. Flow Rider. Like, are you really that
name? Flow Rider?
He has a big ass head.
Okay.
He has a Terminator head.
He looks like SpongeBob.
It like the bottom of his chin looks like a urinal. The bottom of his chin looks like a urinal. Do y'all remember? All right, you're both 18. They might not know this. Yo, Billy the Kid, if they don't know these people, I'm going to feel real old. If they don't know these people, I'm going to feel real old. Do you know who Chris Cross?
Shout out to my people.
Mm-hmm.
Give a shout out.
A little bit.
I need some music in the background. Huh? I'm about to sound like a little DJ.
Hold on. I'm putting a little instrumental on. But, yo, do y'all remember Criss Cross?
Yes.
Criss Cross.
Oh, that's... I'm about to say, I'm going to feel real young if they don't.
We be on it. We know.
Oh, I'm on.
I'm going to give you a little instrumental real quick. Let's see.
I'm gonna give you some southern
flavor.
Oh yeah, you know you're up there, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
No? Yes, no?
Hey,
that's a Birdman. Birdman.
Oh,
100 million.
I'll
give you a shout out. Who you want to shout out to?
Okay, well, I want to give a shout out, first of all, to Virginia, you feel me? And I want to give a shout out to my cousin right here next to me. What's up, Saudi?
Okay, okay.
And I want to give a shout out to my sister, Bianca, and Tracy. I want to give a shout out to Brooke Neal and Natalie.
Yes, we is on the map.
Yes, we is. We're going to stay on the map, you feel me? Yeah. And that's all.
Hey, who else wanna give a shout out?
Who else? I wanna give a shout out to AJ and DJ.
What about CJ? What about CJ? No CJ?
And TJ. I wanna give a shout out to my baby Pharrell too. Rest in peace, we love you. And I'll meet you at the crossroads.
Word. To meet you at the crossroads. Yeah, I'm still saying that shit. Word.
I love you, baby. That's my baby, for real.
Yeah.
So sorry it had to happen to you right there, baby, but can't question God's
words.
And I'm going to rap you for the rest of my life, baby. I promise I got you.
That came from the heart. Clyde actually has a new song out with Ludacris.
Oh, yes, I heard it. Shelly and Street, what a freaky shit.
Yeah, I'm actually going to have that on the show tomorrow. I got a lot of downloading to do.
Right.
Shows up in 3 minutes. Make sure y'all hit us up at myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. We're here each and every day, Monday through Friday, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., sometimes 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. I want to give a big shout out to everybody holding it down, 6-4, my whole host, L.E., S.D., Billy the Kid. I want to give a big shout out to Steakums over there and her cousin.
Steakums. Hey.
I want to give a big shout out to everybody holding it down. And that's
and I
want pretty...
to give a shout out to Cheddar Cheese and Sour Cream Chips.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what I wanted to tell you, yo.
Pringles.
Oh, yeah, Pringles.
And Doritos.
I want to give a big shout out to the weed man. But, yo.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
But, the chips that you got, they were 99 cents, right?
Yes.
Okay, the little bag that I got was like, it was 35 cents a piece. But, if you were to get three of those little bags for a dollar, you actually come out on top of the game. Rather than buying a 99-cent bag, you actually get cheese.
I know.
Yeah. That's some cheap shit, ain't it? That's real cheap.
Yes.
What do you think about Hell Rel?
Who?
It's the nigga.
Hell Rel.
Hell Rel.
You mean like Dipset new?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, what is that nigga?
I got some new shit right now.
Oh, for
real? I'm about to put it on. If they reset my switchboard, if they switch my switchboard, then fucking, I don't know. I guess everyone hang up, but I actually want to play this Hell Well joint, then this brand new Lil Wayne joint, and then that's it. So wish me luck. Right now, this is Hell Well, dissing Max B. Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio.
Ruger, top gonna dip that bitch. Yeah. I mean, what the fuck you need, nigga?
What you need?
Oh, you wanna pull it?
You want that?
You get that shit in your head right now, ASAP. Not a problem. Oh, it's a brick you need. You wanna keep up? You can come get it, or we a FedEx. I'm seeing you, nigga, what you need.
But he
and tell your boss he a faggot. Please let him know. If he don't pay me every week, then he next to go. Try to shoot me, shot himself like Plexico. Sue my new connect, wanna fly me out to Mexico. Catch him while he got on all his charms. Take him off his neck, let my little man rock him to his prom. His motherfucking car blow up. Family at the wake, I want them to all show up.
All
to get a real good look at this piece of shit before he go in the ground. I die, I'm leaving rich. And I score when it's crunch time like Kobe do. Blow a nigga head clean off like he told me to. Yeah, oh, y'all niggas don't know my new name, huh? Uranium Ruger, you motherfucking bastard. So that mean when I let that nuclear bomb off, my target gonna die. But whoever's standing around, I'm gonna die from the radiation. Yeah, I'm that same nigga that'll slap a lame nigga. Ain't nothing changed, nigga. I hear y'all throw my name around like a frisbee. Shit, get back to me. Don't worry about it. I'm a...
Hey, yo, white out. Brand new Drag On and Cassidy. Called Drugs. Keep it locked. Last call of the night. Angry Bastard Radio. Yeah, you can. Yeah.
If you take pills,
shit, you can pop some.
With any drug that you love,
then I got some.
Vinyls, HD, hood and rhyming, homie.
Yeah,
I give you something to ride on. My money dead presidents, what I need them alive for. I draw hammers and paint them like Picasso. I'm in the McLaren, on stock though. Fresh white tee, fresh white night. Doc said I need pills, I ain't quite right. His drag come from Kawasaki's and loud pipes. I am a supplier, I can paint the town white. Gave a silencer back, the shit didn't sound right. Cause that's what it's supposed to sound like. My motherfucking grind is on another globe. I ain't the best chef on the stove, but I'll make it glow.
DJ,
if you
white
like
out.
Cigarettes, you can smoke some. It's only high grade weed
that I choke from.
If you drink liquor, yeah,
you can sip some.
If you a serve nigga,
yeah, you can sip some.
If you sniff coke,
yeah, you can use some.
If you use dope,
yeah, you can shoot some.
If you take pills,
yeah, you can pop some.
With any drug that you love,
man, I got some.
I'm a hustler, homie. Lost any fans. Back in the days, the slaves used to wear chains. That's why I wear chains with a lot of diamonds in it. I've been grinding for a minute. I ain't scared, man. I don't care, man. I don't never show fear, man. I'm a thug that buy drugs with a spare change and get higher than the airplane. I keep the steam in between my jeans and underwear, man. And I can make you disappear, man. It'd be just like a magic trick. When the automatic spit shells like a turtle start running on some rabbit shit. I ain't a nigga that's gonna let a shell pop and then go run and tell a cop that's that faggot shit. If you like cigarettes,
you can smoke some.
It's only high grade weed
that I choke from.
If you drink liquor, yeah,
you can sip some.
If you a third nigga,
yeah, you can sip some.
If you sniff coke,
yeah, you can use some.
If you use dope,
yeah, you can shoot some.
If you take pills,
shit, you can pop some.
With any drug that you love,
then I got some.
Eyes be, man, hood environment, step your shit up. Get used to my name, niggas call me Eyes B. My sword off, stand tall, about 5 feet. I'm a blood, niggas know it's that 5B. Cause they shot it in my veins through an IV. I get right when it come to that white. With no bait, make it come back twice, I'm that nice. My whip game, something like Ike. My dashboard, more features than the website. Chain swing from right to left. The jeweler treated my watch like Jesus and stoned it to death. You know I'm a threat. I'm going for the neck. H-E-I-S-B, quiet on the set. DJ Wild Out.
Like cigarettes, you can smoke some. It's only high-grade weed that I choke on. If you drink liquor, yeah, you can sip some. If you a serve nigga, yeah, you can sip some.
There's a new thing, Max B, by Jay Ryder. You need to leave this guy alone, man. This shit is hilarious.
Worked the mother, nigga, he can't rap. Anybody saying other better rephrase that. He's a prepaid cat, trying to take pain traps. Never been fly, I just call him TJ Maxx. It's a fact, he's a duck. I ain't somebody you could touch. Man, somebody should pass him a pacifier, cause he suck. You know what? It's a body to somebody, shut him up. I thought Mark Deep hitting you with a bottle was enough. What the fight out? You like drop that 22, bitch. But better yet, you gotta get 22 stitches. Ridiculous, he gets slick. They beat him to a coma. You got your little fame over beefing with your owner. Now this shit is over. It's rat attack season. The magic clap is gonna leave your cabbage patch leaning. I'm beasting. I ain't with the battle rap beefing. But it's that time of the month that has maxi pad bleeding. So get in your place. I'm lyrically great. You got cake. I'm getting six-digit tape. Take a mission to space instead of gapping to the fans. Before I show the paperwork on how you ratted on your man. Right. I mean, goddamn, it's only the second round. We got 10 more rounds to go, baby. Could somebody please tell Maxine to come from my corner? It's not looking too good, huh? Should've never said my name, man. Now I'm riding till the wheels fall off. Smashing on these cockroaches, man.
DJ, why not?
Send a track on the motherfucking way. January 20th, nigga. Happy New Year's, motherfucker.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out. Yo, Billy the Kid.
Yeah, yeah.
What time you get off work tomorrow?
Get off at 5, you dig?
All right, well, I'll send that text out. 7 to 8, maybe 7 to 9 tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, nigga.
100.
Peace, people. I'm at www.myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Hit us up with, you know, a request. Also, you know, add us to the show. Make sure you hit us up with a lot of comments. Make sure you rate the show. I want to give a big shout out to Michael holding it down. He actually sent us a comment, you know, telling us we're doing our thing pretty much. Keep up the good work. I appreciate that, brother. Big shout out to everybody holding it down. This is the Making on the Rise. We've been doing this for like a year and a month so far. And we're going to keep doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it. You know what I mean? Until the fucking wheels fall off. So, hit us up tomorrow from 6 to 7 p.m. on Technical Difficulty. It's myspace.com/technical_difficulty_show. And then from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. or 9 p.m. www.myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. We also have an AIM account. Hit us up at Dirty Mall. Dirty Bird is the screen name. Get a pen. It's D as in dog. The number 1. The letter R as in rabbit. T as in Tom. Y as in yo-yo. B as in bird. R as in rabbit. And D as in dog, Dirty Bird. That's on the AIM account. And as far as Yahoo Messenger, it is up in all caps. S as in Sam, P as in Paul, O as in Octopus, O as in Octopus, N as in Nancy, Y as in Yo-Yo, _, L as in Love, U as in Umbrella, V as in Violin, another V as in violin,
and that's the screen name. If you want to email us, it's at yahoo.com. The show email is S as in Sam, P as in Paul, O as in Octopus, O as in Octopus, N as in Nancy, Y as in Yo-Yo, _, L as in Loser, U as in Umbrella, V as in Voltron, another V as in Voltron, @ mail, that's M-A-I-L, mail.com, that's M-A-I-L, mail.com. So spoonie_love@mail.com. Thank you for coming out. God bless you. Good night.